You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Tom Cruise is pushing his limits to regain his peak physical form, opting against Hollywood's popular weight loss solution due to his long-standing disapproval of Big Pharma. Ozempic isn't for me, the 62-year-old actor stated, as sources indicate his dedication to hard work and genuine connections. Recently, Cruise has intensified his workouts to impress 37-year-old Ana de Armas, with whom he has been frequently spotted. Their public appearances, including arriving in London together on April 29 ahead of de Armas' birthday, have fueled speculation about their relationship. Sources reveal that Cruise is avoiding shortcuts like Ozempic, instead focusing on a strict regimen aimed at muscle building and fat loss. Tom has been going all out to land Ana, and he thinks wiping out his man mammaries is one of the ways to do it, an insider shared. Cruise's resistance to pharmaceutical shortcuts aligns with his previous criticisms of psychotropic drugs. In a controversial 2005 interview, he denounced the use of antidepressants, branding psychiatry a pseudoscience. Although his comments sparked controversy, they are increasingly viewed in a new light amid rising mental health challenges in America. As of 2023, 17.8% of Americans were diagnosed with depression, a significant increase from 2005, with 11% reportedly taking antidepressants, particularly among young adults. Cruise asserted in that interview, all antidepressants do is mask the problem, arguing for a more profound examination of the causes rather than a reliance on medication. Dr. Sarah Boss, a New York psychiatrist, echoes this sentiment, advocating for sustainable, long-term mental health solutions rather than merely treating symptoms with drugs. Alongside his health campaign, Cruise maintains a clean diet, rigorous training, and daily meditation, steering clear of drugs like Ozempic, an uncommon path for A-listers his age. Tom wants to show Ana he's still got it, and not just because of a prescription, said an insider. While Cruise's affiliation with the Church of Scientology, which opposes psychiatric medication, complicates the discourse around Ozempic, sources indicate that any pharmaceutical dependence would likely be disapproved of by church leaders.
Now, don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.